Bucks Podcast. I, of course, am G Money here in another lovely Wednesday evening right here in the heart of Wailuku Town on the beautiful island of Maui in the great state of Hawaii. And we are here, ladies and gentlemen, for another stunning edition of the Nerd Watch. It looks like it's going to be me and my fellow compatriot here because the rest of these guys are preparing or doing meetings for other things. So it's going to be a short and fun little evening. So let's get right to it, shall we? Time for another edition of the Nerd Watch. And you know what that means? That means that you guys need to follow us on Twitch, on YouTube, and on Facebook at facebook.com/nerdwatch. YouTube at Nerdwatch Nation, and on Twitch at Nerdwatch808. That's Twitch at Nerdwatch808. Subscribe, like, follow, whatever it is you had to do on those platforms. If you follow them, follow us at the Nerdwatch. Let's get right to it, shall we? Here we go. He is the producer seducer. He's going to be doing a lot more seducing tonight because he's going to be doing a lot more talking. So, ladies and gentlemen, everyone say hello to Kai Kai. How's it going, Kai?
Why'd you keep me muted so long? God damn it.
Why? What's the problem? I got to keep you muted until I introduce you. That's kind of the point, sir.
I don't want to be silenced.
I'm sure you don't. By the way, you sound terrible. What's the problem? Why does your mic sound so weird?
I'm having technical difficulties with my tower right now.
Do you not have your mic plugged in or something? What's the deal, bro?
No, my mic is fine. Everything is plugged in, but my tower itself has been acting up to the point where I am missing my whole screen.
Wow. All right.
You know the worst part about this?
I'm doing all
this streaming stuff to Microsoft Edge. I can't even get on Google.
Can't even get on Google, eh? That's cool.
No, not Chrome.
Listen, why don't you turn your camera on now? That'd be nice.
I would if I can get to the system to allow me to turn it on.
Oh, I see. That sounds like an excuse. But okay, fine. Whatever. Well, listen.
Yeah, with my millions of other excuses to hide behind
you. Yeah, exactly. Anyway, people, it is Wednesday night, and we got all kinds of nerd culture news to talk to you about. Of course, a lot of stuff to talk about this week, and a lot of stuff I'd like to play, but I don't think we can because we'll get busted. But that's okay. Of course, like I said, follow us on all of the Instagrams and the Twitters and the Facebooks and stuff. It's all under there, all scrolling at the bottom. But of course, as you know, every single Wednesday is new Comic Book Wednesday all over the world, and we have got some new releases for you that I think that you'll enjoy. So let's find out what's new this week in the world of the comic books.
Go.
All right, let's find out what is new in comic books this week. Well, first of all, coming from DC Comics, Batman 116 Fear State is out today in comic books.
Okay, that's also, on the first one.
Yep.
One.
Also out in comic books today is Marvel Comics Star Wars number 18, War of the Bounty Hunters, is out on Marvel's print today. Also out from Image Comics, Spawn 323 is out today. You're not gonna want to miss out on that one. Also from Image Comics, Crossover number 9. Is out today as well. Todd really likes that one a lot. Also out today, DC Comics Dark Knights of Steel. That's right, Dark Knights of Steel number 1. Let me give
that's
you
number
little,
2 yeah. for Batman comic.
All right, let me give you a little synopsis of this. An entire medieval world will forever be changed when a spaceship crash lands from a doomed planet. Monarchs will die, kingdoms will rise, and what seemed the end of the world for many was only the beginning. An epic high fantasy story set in a DC universe where nothing is what it seems. From worldwide bestselling writer Tom Taylor and acclaimed artist Yasmin Putri comes a generational tale of good and evil within a brand new DCU. Dark Knights of Steel seems like it's going to have a cool medieval look to it. The cover looks pretty cool, to be fair.
Why don't you show it?
Figured that. Nah, screw it. Why? There's no need.
Well, I'm racing that off. I thought it was a second Batman comic already.
Yeah, it's not. It's not. But he's in it, though. Here, I'll share it with you. How's that? Dark Knights of Steel. Look, that looks pretty cool, right?
Yeah, it does, actually. I'm just counting how many Batman comments we're going to get this week.
All right. Well, let me keep it open then. Also, Swamp Thing number 9 is out today on DC Comics. Also, Star Wars Bounty Hunters number 17 is out today as well. Also from Image Comics, Primordial number 2. Also from Image Comics, The Me You Love in the Dark. Sounds kinky. And number 4 is out today. Also, Batman Reptilian number 5 is out today from DC Comics. Also, from Image Comics, Radiant Black number 9 is out today. Also from DC Comics, Human Target number 1 is out today for DC Comics. Also from Marvel Comics, Amazing Fantasy number 4. Once again, sounds kinky. Also out today, The Silver Coin number 6 from Image Comics is out today as well. If you like comics and that kind of thing. Also from Skybound, Firepower number 17 is out on Skybound today. Also, out from DC Comics, Arkham City, The Order of the World number 2 is out today.
That's 3.
Yeah. Hey, that's Arkham City. That's not necessarily Batman, so shut your face.
Also, and I bet you I open up this Batman.
I guarantee there isn't. Also, Skybound, The Walking Dead Deluxe number 26. Also, Marvel's The Death of Doctor Strange Avengers number 1 is out today. Also, DC Comics, The Joker Presents a Puzzle Box, number 4, out today as well. This one seems interesting from Marvel Comics. Doctor Strange, Strange Academy Presents The Death of Doctor Strange, number 1. I wonder how they differ. I wonder how that works. Also out from DC Comics, Superman, number 78, is out today. Number 3, Superman 78, number 3, is out today. Also, from DC Comics, Batman Superman The Authority Special is out today, is from DC Comics. What is this? Following Mongol's brazen attack on Earth, Superman's world has been turned upside down. Conflict between Atlantis and the surface world. The discovery of an immensely powerful new element. Dead refugees with mysterious ties to Krypton and expulsion from the Justice League. When Superman reforms the experimental anti-establishment authority to join him in liberating War World, Batman comes to them with a request. Join him for one unorthodox, off-the-books mission first, one he could never ask the Justice League to be a part of, and one he doesn't expect everyone to come back from. Oh, man. Interesting.
So, number 3.
That actually sounds kind of cool, to be fair. Not going to lie to you. That sounds actually kind of cool. For those that like Batman, Batman the Adventures Continue Season 2, number 6 is out today.
Number 4.
Also out on Marvel Comics, Darkhawk number 3. That's right. Darkhawk number 3 is out on Marvel Comics today as well. Mm-hmm. If you like, I'm going to be skipping some, even though you're seeing it on screen. Buffy the Vampire Slayer number 31 from Boom Studios. Also from DC Comics, Crushin' Lobo number 6. Is out today. Yeah. Who knew? Also out for DC Comics, Mr. Miracle, The Source of Freedom, number 6, is out today. From Image Comics, The Good Asian, number 6, one of our favorites. Mine's still going to be The Not-So-Great Asian, which I'm very excited to write. Also from Dark Horse Comics, Orphan and the Five Beasts, number 3, is out today. And from Marvel Comics, ladies and gentlemen, from DC Comics, ladies and gentlemen, Soul Plumber number 2. That's right, Soul Plumber number 2. If you heard a couple weeks ago, Soul Plumber number 1 was out and you couldn't miss it. After stealing blueprints from the Soul Plumbers in an attempt to build an exorcism machine, Edgar Wiggins has instead opened a portal that has pulled a homicidal interdimensional being into our world that has not only left carnage in its wake, but has left Edgar questioning his faith. Soul Plumber number 2 out for Marvel Comics. It's under the DC Horror banner, which is kind of interesting. Also out today is Image Comics Two Moons number 6. The Magic Order 2 number 1 is out today. Blade Runner 2029 number 9 from Titan Books is out today. And Vault Comics has another one called The Rush number 1 is out today. And one that I've never heard of, or maybe I did, but wasn't paying attention, Aftershock Comics, Out of Body number 5. And from also from Aftershock Comics, After Dark number one. I want to. This is a horror anthology. Tales from the Crypt meets the Twilight Zone. Four tales of horror, lost souls, and things that go bump in the night. Kind of late for that since Halloween just passed, don't you think?
Yeah.
But hey, whatever, dude. Also from Dark Horse Comics, Last Flight Out number three is out today. And from Red Dark Sonya. Horse, last from a couple of last ones, Red Sonja number three from Dynamite Comics. April O'Neil from Best of April O'Neil number one from TMNT from IDW Publishing. Dark Horse Comics Hellboy, The Bones of Giants number one is out today. Mm-hmm. And last but not least from Image Comics, A Thing Called Truth number one. I know I skipped a few, but hey, listen, we don't have much time. All right, so yeah. Lots of stuff coming up. There are lots of comics every single week. How many comics are there, for the love of God? It's just ridiculous. It's crazy. Anyway, that's your comic book list for the day. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, as you know, last week we couldn't get into Alec Baldwin shooting somebody, but that news is getting old, so I figured we won't get into that very much today. Or at all, if at all. But I just want to make sure that you remember last week, I said I was going to get into it. We didn't, because we got into a lot of other issues. Well, fortunately, that won't be another issue today, because we had some big, big trailers that came out. First of all, we got the official trailer for the Book of Boba Fett. What's all this screaming?
Neighbors next door.
Oh, my gosh. Holy moly. Anyway, yes, The Book of Boba Fett, the new series that is coming to Disney Plus. I would love to show you the trailer, but I don't want to get in trouble from Disney. So The Book of Boba Fett, if you haven't seen it yet, check it out. The trailer looks pretty cool. Of course, it stars Temuera Morrison, Ming-Na is in there as well. And it looks very, very good. What'd you think there, Kai?
I think it's great. I was waiting for something new because I have no reason to be on Disney Plus half the time.
Yeah.
Like, most of the content has just been slow right now, and at least we're getting something out of it, especially something Star Wars related.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, I was impressed with, you know, I'm taking a wild guess that they reuse sets from Mandalorian and repurpose them for Boba Fett, I'm guessing. I'm just going to take a wild guess.
It's pretty obvious.
Yeah. So it looks cool. I'm not going to lie. That came out. That trailer came out. Also, the trailer for the second season of The Witcher for Netflix, starring Mr. Henry Cavill himself. Did you get to see that?
Yeah, I saw that trailer. I'm actually looking forward for the next season of Witcher.
It actually looks pretty good. I'm not going to lie. It looks pretty excellent. I do like the fact that it's getting a lot of controversy, considering that that a lot of people didn't like the fact that they had Kanye West's Monster, a rap song, as a trailer song in the film. I thought it was kind of...
Yeah, I didn't care for it.
I didn't care for it either, but it wasn't like a deal breaker. You know, if it's in the show, maybe, but I didn't think it was a deal breaker. Also, that Witcher looks like it's going to be pretty more intense, a lot more monsters maybe too, which is kind of neat. So
hopefully.
I'm kind of excited for that as well. Also, we got the trailer from Disney and Pixar for Lightyear. The new Buzz Lightyear movie starring the voice acting of Chris Evans. So very cool. That looks really good. I don't know how to feel about it yet. I mean, I need to see more of it, but it looks pretty decent, don't you think?
I wasn't even expecting this, honestly. Like, this one came out of nowhere for me, mm-hmm. especially for a Lightyear movie.
Well, I tell you what, because it's Pixar, the animation is absolutely tremendous. It looks beautiful. So I got to say that I really like that a lot. So if you haven't seen it, check that out as well. That Lightyear trailer was pretty cool. It was a teaser, more of a teaser than a trailer, to be fair.
Yeah.
Speaking of being blindsided by something, we also got the trailer for Morbius. I was totally blindsided by Sony Pictures releasing a trailer for Morbius.
Let's be honest. Did you forget about this movie? Because I forgot about this movie.
I did not forget about this movie. I'm the guy who kept saying, where is it? 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 Because this was supposed to come out in February of 2021, remember? And then it got pushed back. It got pushed back because of COVID. And I thought it was going to come out later in the year in 2021 when theaters reopened. Excuse me, because it was supposed to come out during COVID. I remember that. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember it.
Got pushed back to 2021, like in February or something. And then I think it got pushed back yet again. And then we never heard from it. And then now we're going to be getting it in February of 2023. It looks like. So I'm going to say something that. Number one, if you haven't seen the trailer, you need to watch it because Michael Keaton is in it, and I'm assuming he is the Vulture in this. So there's obviously a cross between the Spider-Man movies and Morbius, which is very cool. Jared Leto actually looks really good in this role. Jared Leto actually looks like he belongs in this role, and I am very impressed. I'm very impressed with how good it actually looks. So the trailer was excellent. I'm hoping that the trailer is I hope the movie is going to do the trailer justice because the trailer looked better than I expected. It got kind of silly at the end, but other than that, it looked pretty good. So a lot of people don't know is that Sony is developing, if I'm not mistaken, out of all the Marvel films that Sony is developing without Marvel, this is the one that is actually the one that I should say that I'm excited about and a lot of people could be excited about too. It looks really cool. So they are not, they're doing this without the consent of Marvel per se. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like they have to connect worlds, but it seems like they are anyway. So
it seems like it. Yeah. I mean, I just really want to know is how much method acting did Jared Leto put in this movie? Because you know him, he gets a little crazy.
Don't mock the Leto. That could cause your demise. Don't do that. But I'm very excited for it. Morbius looks really good. The makeup effects looks really good, and his vampire looks super intense. So very, very excited about that. Joe wants to know if Kanye is in The Witcher. No, he's not in The Witcher, but his song is. In the Witcher trailer at least. You definitely want to check out the trailer just for that. I don't know if anybody knew this, getting off of the trailer bit for a second. Is it true? Because I just read the news like literally just now. Is it true that our very own Hawaiian homeboy, Jason Momoa, ended up catching COVID? Is that correct?
I'm still trying to confirm it because the news all over the place has been scattered.
Yeah, it's been scattered news. So I don't know. Apparently, he may have gotten it from a premiere of Dune in England. Don't know if it's the real deal or not, but there are reports saying that that Aquaman himself catches COVID. Is it? Question. Can fish catch COVID?
I mean, it originally came from bats. True. I don't see why not.
Well, yeah, it's a good point. It's not often that bats come in contact with fish. And I'm thinking that...
But Aquaman comes in contact with fish.
Yeah, but he doesn't come in contact with fish. He comes in contact with fish all the time, but bats don't come in contact with fish all the time. So I don't know where...
What you're thinking is that he comes in contact with people that he gets contact with fish.
Fish. There and you thus, go.
The cycle continues.
Thus, the cycle continues. Yeah. Anyway. Sounds.
I hate this.
Yeah, it's stupid. Anyway.
No, you're stupid.
Anyway, moving on to more DC heroes. Wonder Woman star Gal Gadot is going to join the Disney family, but she won't be playing a Disney princess. Gadot is going to play the evil queen in the upcoming live-action adaptation of Snow White.
Why? Why are we in a live action?
Gadot joins the previously cast Rachel Zegler, who is set to play Snow White. Mark Webb, the director of The Amazing Spider-Man and 500 Days of Summer, will be directing. Mark Platt is serving as a producer on the film. And Benj Pasek and Justin Paul, the writers, the songwriters of The Greatest Showman and La La Land, are set to write some songs for that movie.
But do we really need a live-action Snow White?
First of all, if Gal Gadot
technically
said
we
it,
had to,
I'll watch anything. Snow White apparently is an incredibly dark story.
Are we getting a dark story version of
you
it?
You know what? Let's find out. We just might.
Mm.
Yeah, Gal Gadot.
They're really scraping the barrel.
Yeah. Well, listen. Now, as you all know, another guy who has been who's been apparently canceled, as you know, Johnny Depp, doesn't seem like he's coming back for one of his biggest franchises, Pirates of the Caribbean. But an actor who is part of the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise, Kevin McNally, the actor, who he plays Gibbs in the franchise, recently declared that he sees no impediment for Johnny Depp to return to the franchise as Captain Jack Sparrow. It was revealed back in 2018 following an op-ed by Amber Heard in the Washington Post where she claimed to be a victim of domestic abuse that Walt Disney Studios president of production Sean Bailey revealed Depp would no longer be part of the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise. When asked if Pirates could survive without Johnny Depp, Bailey told the Hollywood Reporter, "We want to bring in a new energy and vitality. I love the Pirates movies, but part of the reason Paul and Rhett are so interesting is that we want to give it a kick in the pants, and that's what I've tasked them with." Paul and Rhett are the writers on this. Is Paul Wernick and Rhett Reese? That's who they're the writers. They're the guys who penned the two Deadpool movies. So yeah, so we haven't heard much. Nevertheless, reports have persisted that Disney wants to continue with Pirates franchise without Depp. In June 2020, The Hollywood Reporter noted that Chernobyl creator Craig Mazin and longtime pirate scribe Ted Elliott were developing a story. And on top of that, it was announced that Margot Robbie was working with Christina Hodson for a female-fronted Pirates of the Caribbean movie. So, yeah, I don't know.
Well, good luck on that.
Well, listen. Hey, cancel culture, what? I guess. That's how it works. So...
I mean, they're still going to court cases and all that.
They are. Well, speaking of canceling, I have some very disappointing news and sad, speaking of cancel culture. Former Saturday Night Live star and Ghostbusters franchise writer-slash-director and writer-slash-actor Dan Aykroyd has thrown his full support behind cancel culture, recently claiming that comedy deemed offensive should be rightly canceled for its hurtfulness.
Oh God! Whatever.
There is enough range in humor where you don't have to go scatological and you don't have to go pulling any divisive cards to get a laugh, said the actor in a recent interview with the Hollywood Reporter. There is so much in the world to comment on that is outside the realm of offensiveness. As a writer, you can go to other areas and have successful creative endeavors. Scatological humor is fun. It's easy laughs. Then he asserted. But there is more intelligent writing that can happen if you stay away from the offensive material that should be rightly canceled for its hurtfulness. Who can be the subject of an impression today? That's an area of discussion. Can I do my James Brown imitation? He continued. He was one of my best friends. I do his voice pretty good, but maybe I shouldn't anymore. Well, if you don't think you should anymore, then Dan, you shouldn't. You know what's so funny about all of this? These guys now are starting to sound like the
Puritan pearl clutchers,
the puritanical pearl clutching Christians that they made fun of like 25 years ago.
Yeah, that's what I see on Twitter all day.
Yeah. That's weird to me. I don't know. They're now the pearl clutching Christians. Anyway, interestingly, a few years ago, Dan Aykroyd was on the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, where he not only sang one of Brown's all time classic tunes, "I'll Go Crazy," performed with assistance from blues legend Bobby Rush, but he also shared an anecdote in which he did an impression of his friend. The anecdote itself was not in any imaginable way a dig at Brown, but according to Aykroyd, the impression could be deemed offensive simply because Brown was a black man and he is not. Aykroyd didn't specify whether his stance on offensive material means that he'll refrain from doing impressions of Brown or singing any more of his late friend's discography, but going by his woke logic, he shouldn't be doing either.
I think that's very true. It makes perfect sense. It's also worth pointing out that Aykroyd wore blackface in the timeless comedy Trading Places. Yes, he did. And that was, and that's a very funny movie, by the way. Starring alongside Eddie Murphy, where his character disguised himself as a Jamaican with a heavy regional accent for comedic effect. By the way, just so everybody knows, if you've never watched Trading Places, it's tremendous. Very funny stuff.
It's funny.
Yeah. If you've never seen it before, you should. So,
I think he's on Prime right now.
I don't know. I don't know how I feel. It's kind of a bummer to hear that, like, before the Ghostbusters movie is supposed to hit in 2 weeks. But listen, I'm not going to cut him a break, but I will say this: the guy's a Canadian, so everything for Canadians is offensive, and listen, I hate to say it, but most Canadians don't have a backbone. So, yeah.
I mean, have you seen their bacon?
Was that a fake? Was that offensive? I mean, it could be.
No.
I don't know. You better check. I mean, I can't say Canadians don't have backbones. That could be deemed very offensive. Anyway, also, I can't believe it. It's like entertainment news is full of cancel culture crap. London's historic Old Vic Theatre has abruptly canceled a production of the Stephen Sondheim musical Into the Woods, helmed by actor and director Terry Gilliam, after venue staff voiced their displeasure with the Monty Python legend's recent recommendation of Dave Chappelle's new Netflix special, The Closer. Terry Gilliam, of course, famous for his role in the comedy troupe Monty Python. He, of course, was the artist that did the very cool art drawings that transition from scene to scene. And he was also a great director of Monty Python and the Holy Grail and The Meaning of Life and so on and so forth. Gilliam voiced his support for Chappelle's latest work on October 14th, taking to his Facebook page to tell his fans and followers, "I'm encouraging all of you to watch Dave Chappelle's new show, The Closer, on Netflix. To me, he's the greatest stand-up comedian alive today. Incredibly intelligent, socially aware, dangerously provocative, and gut-wrenchingly funny." Gilliam explained, "There is a storm brewing over Netflix's support for the show. I'd love to hear your opinions." So, hey. Good old Terry Gilliam. It's going to get...
It's not even that great of a special. I mean, all right. It's okay.
You know, we haven't talked about the special, the Dave Chappelle special. I'm going to say something. I don't know if we haven't talked much about it, but I will say this.
Okay.
If you are correct, The Closer is not one of his funniest specials. But
Sticks and Stones was better.
But The Closer could possibly be his greatest special ever. It is not his funniest. Yeah, I agree. Sticks and Stones is better. There are other ones before that that are better. Okay? Mm-hmm. But The Closer, even though it's not as laugh-out-loud funny, it could be his greatest stand-up special of all time. So, there's a difference. You can have funny stand-ups, and you can have a stand-up where he was actually trying to say something, which he did, which is what he wanted to do, and that's exactly what he accomplished. And then come to find out, the organizer for the protests against the Netflix special ended up her being the transgender woman being a homophobe herself of all her tweets that got released. Did you see those?
Yeah, I was watching most of those.
Hilarious. Not only was this transgender person homophobic, she was also racist. And you can look up all her tweets, by the way, if you'd like. So, yeah, very cool.
I love how they're trying to spin it that she got fired because she barged into a meeting.
Yeah.
No, she got fired for leaking private documents about how much Closer had made.
I think that was the case. I'm not too sure. I'd have to check my.
No, they were trying to spin it. I was watching the whole thing. It's like they suspend them and then they brought him back after the barging into the meeting.
Wow, incident. That's crazy. Anyway.
But then once the documents release, she got fired because she got found out.
All right, here's the thing. I'm gonna recommend Dave Chappelle's The Closer. I'm gonna stand beside Terry Gilliam. And I'm going to say that you should watch it. Don't cancel me. Am I supposed to? Is that how?
No,
please.
No.
No.
Don't worry about it.
Oh, don't worry people about it. Okay. Just don't worry.
Only
about
crazy
it.
People.
Okay. I just want to make sure. Right, okay. All right. I just want to make sure I cover all my bases. Anyway.
Oh, you're fine.
Getting off cancel culture, let's get back to some entertainment. It looks like Paramount is looking at making an animated Star Trek movie. One of the aspects of this project that makes it more interesting than what it actually is described as is a theatrical four-quadrant family movie. And get this, Alex Kurtzman is taking inspiration from Sony's incredible Marvel film Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. Kurtzman also commented on it, saying, quote, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse is still one of the best movies over the past decade, animated or not. It's just an unbelievable piece of artistry. I went with my whole family and another family, and we all sat there with our jaws on the floor. Ultimately, Star Trek is about family. Yes, it is, Kurtzman. Why do you try and keep ruining Star Trek with Discovery and Picard and Lower Decks and... Ugh, don't get me started.
They don't care for Hope anymore.
Ultimately, Star Trek is about family. It's about these giant universal themes. Getting to tell a story like that, especially given the level of cinema we've already brought to the television show, is a wonderful opportunity. It would thrill me to do that. So we may, just may, get an animated Star Trek film, which in my estimation would be very cool. And let me tell you why. First of all, it doesn't thrill me that Kurtzman is behind it, which I think really sucks, because I'm one of those guys that doesn't like the new turn that the universe has made with Kurtzman in charge. Now, I do like the movies, the Star Trek Into Darkness and Star Trek Beyond. So that's a different, I guess maybe a different thing. But I don't like the series. I think they're garbage. They're woke garbage. Ron says, watch it, G. Getting canceled by two or three of your viewers would be devastating. Just one country viewing audience in half. Hey, listen, thanks, Ron, for bringing me back to reality. I certainly do appreciate it. All right, well, don't cancel me, please. I'm very excited.
Do it, Ron.
I love the animated Star Trek show that came out in the late 60s, early 70s. The one where they continued the adventures. Do you remember those ones? Those were a lot of fun.
No, because I wasn't born yet.
Star Trek, the animated series, if you can find it anywhere, I think it may be on Netflix. If you've never seen it before, you should. The animation may be a little primitive for some, but the stories are fantastic. You should definitely check them out. And they're only a half hour. They're like 28 minutes or something like that, and they're very well done.
Joe remembers
those. See, yeah, they're very cool. I like them a lot. You should definitely check them out for sure. I think you'll very much dig them. Also, in the news, in some more entertainment news, where was it here? Did I get everything I wanted already? No, I didn't. This will excite you, Kai. So
what?
Make sure keep your pants zipped, okay?
You assuming I'm actually wearing pants right now.
Yeah, that's a good point. I am. Ugh, gross. Anyway, in a testament to the popularity and quality of the beloved Shonen series, the latest film in the My Hero Academia series, My Hero Academia World Heroes Mission, both opened in the fourth spot in North America and took the title of the franchise's highest-grossing cinematic outing. Debuting in American and Canadian theaters on October 29th, My Hero Academia World Heroes Mission premiered in theaters to the tune of $6.4 million, being beaten by Dune, Halloween Kills, and No Time to Die. However, if you look at the film's opening day release on October 29th, it was the number two movie for that day, grossing $2,885,252, being beaten out only by Denis Villeneuve's critical and audience darling Dune, which pulled in $4,941,106. The box office total raked in by MHA, which My Hero Academia movie, on its release day also beat the previous franchise record set by the previous film, My Hero Academia Heroes Rising, which opened on February 26, 2020, right before the COVID-19 pandemic halted in-person showings of films across the board. That film grossed $2,583,834 on its opening day. Now, Kai?
Yes.
How was this new My Hero Academia film?
I like it. There was a few things that I actually have a kind of an issue with the slang characters portion of animation that's been coming more of a trend this year, these years. But other than that, it was a great series. There was a few nitpicks I have, but the theater had people in there. A lot of people wants to watch these series.
Here, I have a question for you. Was there diversity in it?
Oh, there was. You got to see it all over the world. It's called the World Hero Mission.
Really?
So.
How many genders were in it?
I mean, do you consider a snake man a gender? I mean, there was...
It would be a disgusting thing for you not to think of a snake man as a gender.
Okay, then if that's the case, does blue skin man consider that something? Because that was a character in it.
Well, if you don't consider blue man, that makes you a bigot. So, yeah. Okay, good. So it's a diverse film, and it's got multiple genders in it. Excellent.
Yeah.
It's nice to
honestly, if you actually look up the listings for mangas, you see a lot of people...
Wait.
What?
Mangas.
Mangas. Don't fight me on this.
Mangas.
But if you look... My Hero Academia number 1, 2, and 3 are always on the list each month.
Well, here's what we do know. My Hero Academia, if you've never seen it before, it's one of the only Japanese anime shows that I can actually stomach because the stories are good and it actually makes sense. This is superhero television shows done right, in my opinion. So I'll give you that, Kai. My Hero Academia is actually pretty good.
It's basically X-Men.
It's basically X-Men. It's a good point. You're right. You're absolutely right. It definitely basically X-Men.
I mean, Target's already started selling the mangas, so if you want, Target sells them.
Kai?
Yes?
Mangas.
Mangas.
Mm. No.
I will slap you.
Anyway, here's... listen, before we move on to more fun stuff, as you know, this weekend at the box office is the brand new Marvel film, The Eternals. Now, if you don't get this, if you don't know by now, it looks like this is the first Marvel movie to actually have a negative critic score on Rotten Tomatoes, if you care about that stuff. Kind of a big deal. It made some news. It made some reports. They're saying...
If you were watching it...
They say it's good, not great, which is interesting. But there's another thing about this new Eternals film coming out tomorrow night for its premiere that has never been done in another Marvel film ever. Eternals director Chloe Zhao recently explained why a sex scene between Richard Madden's Icarus and Gemma Chan Cersei is included in the film. There's never been a sex scene in a Marvel film before. Zhao previously discussed the sex scene with IndieWire, detailing that the sex scene was already in the treatment for the film before she even joined as director. She explained to IndieWire, from that moment to what you see on screen, there was definitely a lot of discussion about how to do it. quote, but I think the desire to do something different is a very natural desire for where Marvel Studios is right now. I think it's like Westerns coming into the revisionist period of the 70s. I think it's happening to superhero films, or at least we're on the edge of that. And so these scenes just started to happen naturally, she elaborated. Zhao then detailed, for us to be able... to show two people who love each other, not just emotionally and intellectually, but also physically, and to have a sex scene that will be seen by a lot of people, that shows their love and compassion and gentleness. I think it's a really beautiful thing.
Hey, you know what I think?
Huh?
Now you can't take this movie with your kids.
Yeah, maybe not. Who knows? Let's see how raunchy they get. Zhao has explained why the scene is included in the film while speaking with Slash Film. First, she reiterated the scene has already been included in the treatment before she became director. She said, saying, well, you know, as you know, in the filmmaking process, blah, 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 blah. She added, we planned on shooting it. And then once we shot it, we edited it and we showed it to Disney. We showed it to Marvel and everyone said, oh, this is beautiful. And that's the end of the conversation. So it's actually a very smooth process. All right.
So it's rated R? I don't think this is rated R.
I don't think
R.
it's rated R either. So I'm assuming it's under the cover sex scenes, I'm guessing. Zhao then detailed why it was included, also explaining, if you have the scene, the film, you know the love between these two in a way defines the fate of humanity of our planet. So I like to show them not just loving each other intellectually, emotionally, but also physically. Huh.
So PG-13 I sex guess. Scene.
I am totally guessing. Anyway, I will also say this. The man who is in this Eternals movie, Richard Madden, that's the guy that I think would actually make a good James Bond. Look up Richard Madden. Look at his pictures. You tell me that that guy would not make a good James Bond. He's not very big. He's not dashingly handsome or anything like that. He's very unassuming. He fits the Bond mold perfectly. I think he would make a good James Bond. Richard Madden. Yeah. Don't look.
I can believe it.
Ty, don't look too hard. But you see it though, right? You see the fact that he could be a good James Bond.
Yeah, I can take it.
You can, you can dig that, right? Yeah. Joel said, "Is it rated R just like you?" No, it's not. So I hope not. Anyway, I gotta say that I don't necessarily know how they're going to do the sex scene. We'll find out tomorrow if I go watch this stinker of a movie. I don't know if it's a stinker. I don't know. I haven't seen it yet. But the reviews are saying that it's good up until the end, and they say the ending they bit off more than they could chew. That seems to be the consensus for Eternals. So we'll see.
I mean, they have like 10 characters, and they're trying to work it in this movie.
Joel, I do not think we'll be seeing Gemma Chan's breasts in the Eternals.
Now you're just hurting Joel's feelings.
I know, but you know. Well, Kathy is in the chat. She says, "Well, I ain't got nothing to do, so she may go watch it." Which I'm thinking I might do as well. That's what I'm thinking, because Eternals is the only thing that's coming out that I care about until Ghostbusters Afterlife, which is in 2 weeks. So I'm super, super excited about Ghostbusters Afterlife, which I've already bought tickets for, by the way. Super, super stoked.
So, yeah, yes, you didn't buy my tickets.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I hope you bought some tickets. I hope you're gonna do it.
I thought you were gonna buy me one.
Pat, what? You're breaking up.
Yeah, thought so.
Huh? Oh. Anyway. Before I get into Blu-ray releases and gaming news, I want you guys to know that we talked about him earlier. Dune director Denis Villeneuve shut down rumors about a director's cut for the first part of his film adaptation of Frank Herbert's seminal science fiction novel. A director's cut had been rumored by none other than Duncan Idaho actor Jason Momoa. Momoa told the New York Times it was a cool movie. You know what they need to do? They need to make the 4 to 6 hour version of the first half. He added, it's like, let's watch the 4 to 5 hour movie like a TV show. I can choose when I want to watch the whole thing. I want to see Denis' whole vision. I don't want it to be trimmed. Well... Villeneuve responded to Momoa's comments, telling NME, "I love Jason, but such a thing doesn't exist. The director's cut is what people are watching in theaters right now. There will be no other cut."
Yeah, right. Now, because now Momoa threw it out there. Now we're going to have a freaking Snyder cut all over again.
Okay. Listen to this. Denis says, "Yes, I could have made a much longer, more contemplative movie, but that was not the plan. When pressed further, Villeneuve reiterated, it doesn't exist." So,
I have a weird feeling that this is going to be brought up.
Yeah, I think. Forever. Yeah, I think we're going to get a director's cut of this. By the way, do we ever figure out what the pronunciation is? Is it Dune or is it Dune?
It's
Dune, right? I mean, I named the podcast Dune last week, Dune. So I think it's Dune.
I don't know why you're adding so much use into it.
No, it's Dune. It's Dune.
No, it's more. Yeah, more.
Yeah. Well, I have yet to watch the new version of Dune, So I'm hoping to see it soon.
Why? So,
because I haven't watched it. I haven't had time. I've had lots of things to do.
I hear a poor excuse.
Oh, shut your face. Anyway, let's move on to some gaming news. As you know, we are finally in November. October wasn't as big a gaming season as we would like to have seen. But, of course, November, we've got some games on the way. As a matter of fact, tomorrow night is the release of one of the biggest games of all time, or one of the biggest franchises of all time, Call of Duty, Call of Duty Vanguard. As of course, every year, Call of Duty comes out in November. Call of Duty Vanguard will be releasing tomorrow night about 9 o'clock Hawaii or 7 o'clock Hawaii time, I believe. If you're into Call of Duty, I'm going to be playing that. I'll let you guys know what I thought of it. But Kai, there is some very interesting news. If you are if you pay attention to any news in the gaming world, what's going on?
Well, if anybody's been keeping track of what's going on with Blizzard, you have found out recently that the new CEO has just basically left ship. So she is gone.
So the new new female CEO of Blizzard that had all of those problems with sexual harassment, she's already left as the CEO already.
That was only 1 month into her job.
And into her tenure? Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm hoping? You know what? I'm hoping that Blizzard focuses more on the fact that they released Diablo 2 and have yet to fix the mother effing servers. Okay?
Yeah, that's the problem.
I love Diablo 2. I can't get online. They decided to fix it by making a queue, but every time I go in, I'm waiting like behind 200 people, and it takes forever to get on, and I can't sit there freaking all day, and I want to play this damn game, and I'd like to play it with friends so we can play like we did back in the day. Can I say that I don't care about who the CEO is? I gave you money. I gave you money as a customer, Blizzard. And all I want is for you to fix your frickin' servers for Diablo 2. That's all I want. Okay? Servers so I can just play the mother effing game? That's all I want. I lose my characters and I don't want to play offline because playing by yourself is fun, but it's not as good if you're not adventuring with other people. And I like to play with friends that play Diablo 2. So could you, for the love of God, Blizzard, fix the freaking servers for Diablo 2. So, listen, I don't mean to rant, but this is what happens when you guys screwed up Warcraft 3, the Reforged, and everybody hated it. You decided to do little to nothing with Diablo 2 except update the graphics. You couldn't make any quality of life improvements on Diablo, which you should have when it came to the menu system and it came to like inventory. You couldn't update that, and you should have. And you couldn't update how the servers and the internet interacted with that old code that you had for Diablo 2. You couldn't even do that, and it took you how long to release this damn thing? Anyway, I'm very pissed, and it drives me nuts because it's a game that I want to play, but I can't play it, and it's just sitting on my console, and I can't play the damn thing, and it's driving me up the friggin' wall. So
I know. Watch your blood pressure, man.
Sorry, Kathy's even worried. Sorry, Kathy. I'm sorry. Sorry. I don't know if you play Diablo, but I'm pissed, and it drives me nuts that I can't.
You.
Anyway,
I mean, they already announced that Overwatch 2 is getting pushed back another year.
Listen, don't bury the lead. Wait a second. Ladies and gentlemen, he is our man in black.
Holy crap,
he's late. We only got a few minutes left, but ladies and gentlemen, the master of card tricks, the maven of magic. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Format.
So, Format, tell us how you feel about Blizzard. Oh, sorry, Activision Blizzard.
Okay.
Let the world burn.
Yeah, exactly. And here's the thing. Don't let me get back on the Diablo servers because I'll get pissed again. But I will say this, getting back to what you said, they are so disorganized at this point that they cannot even – they push back games that don't even have a release date yet. They push back Overwatch 2 and they push back Diablo 4. Oh, no. Diablo Immortal. Excuse me. Yep. The mobile game, not 4, Diablo Immortal. So, guess what? Now, for those of you that don't have phones, you guys can get phones in the meantime while we wait for this movie or this game to come out. So, yeah, Anyway.
You guys don't have phones?
That's why Blizzard, being so kind to its fan base, that they're giving them time to get phones that can play Diablo Immortal.
Smart.
Yeah.
That's smart stuff right there.
Brilliant. Freaking brilliant. Anyway, I am very, man, I am so angry about the Diablo.
I mean, you got to take into consideration how much work is going to be involved in changing McCree's name.
Yes,
oh, it's already out.
They already changed his name. It's so stupid. Oh, gosh.
What is it? Is it Cowboy McShooty Shooty?
Yeah, it's Cowboy. No. It's Cowboy McShooty Shooty. That should be the name.
No, it's Cassidy. No. What is it, Cassidy Brown?
Yeah, it's something Cassidy. I think it's
Cassidy Brown. Yeah. Oh my God, it sounds so generic. No,
wait. I gotta look it up. Wait,
yeah,
I know.
Yeah, look it up. But anyway, the fact that Overwatch is
a porn star's name.
How long has Overwatch been out?
4 years.
Feels like forever.
Feels like. Thank you. Exactly my point. It feels like forever. I think it was 2015, 2016 is what I'm guessing.
Something like that. All I remember is I was very sad for StarCraft when Overwatch came out.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they dumped all their resources into Overwatch.
Luckily on the consoles, the player base for consoles isn't as toxic as it is on PC, because Overwatch on PC is super toxic.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, so it's nuts.
Live comms, man. That's...
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing
exactly.
Makes you more toxic than live comms.
Yeah, it's friggin' nuts. But anyway, all I gotta say is that now with the CEO, the female CEO stepping down from Blizzard, now this comes on the heels of them pushing back Overwatch at 2 and Diablo Immortal, and then for the fact that they still have yet to fix the servers without a queue for Diablo 2. Is like I've had it up to here already with Blizzard. I'm so mad that I spent money on that game and I can't
even. How's Bobby's power move there? Like, I don't want any bonuses this year.
Yeah. Hey, Bobby, if you're watching this, look at the camera. You're a hero.
Freaking hell. Oh, okay. So his name is Cole Cassidy.
Cole Cassidy.
Yeah. And if you flip the names around, you'll find the porn star by name Cassidy Cole.
Of course there is.
It's high noon. All right. It's a freaking horrible game. Ladies and gentlemen, for those of you that don't know, and thank you for reminding me, Ron Cataguy, a big shout out to our good buddy Format. Happy belated birthday to Format.
Thank you.
He's turning 47 today. 50.
Sure.
I'm sorry.
Why
not? Yeah, I don't know.
100.
Nah,
I don't know. Yep.
Oh my gosh, I still have this What's New in the World of Comic Books banner up. I didn't even know. I wasn't even paying attention. So
that's
stupid.
Why I was thinking, like, oh man, the show just started.
No, it didn't. That's so stupid. Anyway, yeah, happy birthday, Format. You do anything special on your birthday? Kathy says happy birthday, by the way.
Hey, thanks, Kathy.
Yeah, yeah.
I gamed and
Kathy
gamed.
Says I'm older than you.
Hey, Kathy, don't you not tell that to people?
No, that's good. I mean, listen, to be fair, not to insult you for me, but Kathy looks much better than you. Not just
that's fair.
That's fair, right? That's a fair assessment, don't you think? Yeah. Okay, fair enough. All right. But anyway, what'd you do for your birthday?
I gamed and then I rested and then I gamed.
Gamed again? What did you
and
game?
Then, a lot of Valheim.
Of course you did. You and Lono, I swear.
Valheim, Pokemon Unite, you know, the classics. And then Niall wanted like a daddy-daughter day, so we played cards. We played playing cards and zombie dice. I don't know if you guys are familiar
I know
zombie
what zombie dice.
Dice
is. Yeah, I know what zombie dice is.
So...
Kathy says, oh, then, thank you, I'm a grandma. No way, you're a liar. Now you're lying. Anyway, I'm super excited you got to watch that. It's like I'm racing the Need for Speed Cities all by myself now since you guys have started playing Valheim. It's crazy.
Well, I mean, that's the only way you were going to get first place. So.
Wow.
Speaking as if we just left the game.
Speaking of racing, not only is Call of Duty Vanguard coming out tomorrow, biggest game of the year for Activision Blizzard, obviously, but also the advanced copy, if you got the collector's edition, Forza Horizon 5, one of the biggest games of the year as well, is coming out too. So that's going to be coming out tomorrow.
Thanks for
saying
it right.
Yeah, Forza.
I know a lot of people are like, Forza.
No, it's Forza.
No, it's like pizza.
Like pizza. It's like Forza. Ron in the chat says, hush, I'm older than all of you. Hey, Ron, listen, stop it. You're not. You have that Filipino blood in you, Ron, that makes you look eternally youthful. I know it because I have it too, and I look like I'm 20. It's crazy. I get carded.
Yeah, well,
liar.
I get carded all the time. But anyway, other than that, I wanted to tell you guys, by the way, since we're talking about gaming news, that coming up this Friday as well is, for those of you that like to play on the Switch, Animal Crossing's new huge 2.0 update is going live early. So if you're an Animal
Crossing, the fact that Animal Crossing is such like a beloved title, because anyone that has ever played Animal Crossing knows, like, such a pain in the ass.
Well, according to IGN, IGN can confirm the update is now live.
The
new huge update is now live. All of the fixes that were asked for by the ACNH community. That's, by the way, for those of you that don't know, that is Animal Crossing New Horizon, by the way. If the update isn't automatically prompting, remember to press the plus button on the Animal Crossing software in the Switch main menu to choose software update via the internet. And there is a slew of updates to the version 2.0 of New Horizons. Let's put it this way. This version is so big. This free update for Animal Crossing is so big that Nintendo had to release a 12-minute video of all of the updates for this one update.
That's great.
Yeah. So not only that,
Animal Crossing players.
Oh, yeah.
For those of you that don't know what Animal Crossing is, you remember Farmville? It's pretty much
pretty similar. Yeah, and now you can actually farm now from this new update. You can farm. It's crazy.
It's even more tedious.
I liked Animal Crossing when I played it. I mean, I was going to pick this up because that 2.0 update interested me for that. I don't know whether or not I should, but I was thinking about it. By the way, not only is there this free update with all of this quality of life and extra content available, but Nintendo's also releasing the Happy Home Paradise DLC. And that is actually going to be releasing on Friday as well, if you're a big fan. Ron wants to know, gee, when you get carded, does it start off with like license and registration, please? All the time.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys knew this. I don't know if we even really talked about it at all. But as most of you know,
breaking news. Remember when?
Oh, that's not for us. Anyway, if you didn't know, Facebook rebranded as Meta last month at the end of the month, and
is it the Meta?
It's just called Meta now.
Oh, it's just Meta.
Meta. It's because
the Meta books.
Because
the Metaverse.
Yes, because what's happening is that Facebook, and I put it under gaming news because it is actually kind of gaming news. For those of you that don't know what the Metaverse is, okay, Metaverse, it's kind of a broad term, but essentially, Mark Zuckerberg is trying to get in on creating a digital world where you can put your digital purchases and turn them into actual money. So you could have like you could buy, say, so say, let me put it in simple terms. You could buy an NFT online. You could hang that NFT in your digital house, and it could still accruing money. Let's put it that way.
This is Second Life.
Yeah, exactly. Let's put it this way. And you know, there's a lot of terms for it. but it generally refers to shared virtual world environments which people can access via the internet. The term can refer to digital spaces which are made more lifelike by the use of virtual reality or augmented reality. Some people also use the word metaverse to describe gaming worlds in which users have a character that can walk around and interact with other players. There is also a specific type of metaverse which uses blockchain technology, and this is the metaverse that Zuckerberg and people of his ilk are trying to take advantage of. They're trying to take advantage of the blockchain. In these, users can buy virtual land and other digital assets using cryptocurrencies. Many science fiction books and films are set in fully fledged metaverses, alternative digital worlds which are indistinguishable from the real physical world. But yeah, of course, this is your
Ready Player Ones.
I was just about to say that if you want to get an idea of what that's about, just go read the book Ready Player One or watch the movie. Reading the book is probably better.
Yeah.
Most virtual spaces look more like the inside of a video game than real life. Facebook Inc., under fire from regulators and lawmakers over its business practices, is planning to rebrand itself, as they did, with a new name that focuses on the metaverse. So you guys are in the know. You want to know why it's taking off? Fans of the metaverse see it as the next stage in the development of the internet. At the moment, people interact with each other online by going to websites such as social media platforms or using messaging applications. The idea of the metaverse is that it will create new online spaces in which people's interactions can be more multidimensional, where users are able to immerse themselves in digital content rather than simply viewing it. The accelerated interest in the metaverse can be seen as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic, as more people have started working and going to school remotely. There has been an increased demand for ways to make online interaction more lifelike. So we could be living literally like a second life in a digital world, and you can actually have your house, and you can have you spend these cryptocurrencies, and these cryptocurrencies are made of value in those worlds, and you could be making lots. It's crazy.
Can't wait to be broke in two worlds.
Yeah, sweet. It's a fascinating concept. It's something of science fiction, no doubt. And cryptocurrencies from XRP to Bitcoin to Ethereum and all these other cryptos, they're very volatile because they are scarce. They're not like the dollar, right? But they're more. But because they're scarce, they're also more valuable. So this is going to be fascinating.
Supply and demand.
Yeah. This is going to be a very fascinating study in how the metaverse may work in the near future. I mean, your life could literally be a video game, which is insane to me. It's incredible. This kind of concepts is something, like we said, you'd only see in the movies. And the fact that Zuckerberg and all these guys are jumping on it now means that they're willing to spend the money to do this because they know there's money in it. So,
yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, this could take gaming to the next level.
You know how we were talking about...
Kathy says, ooh, I can look hot again. For sure. Yeah, but Joel's like, right.
You know how everybody's in the they were talking about the future and having flying cars and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Now you can, but it's going to be all virtual.
Right. And the metaverse is something that literally could change the way we interface with one another. I mean, this could. Let's put it this way. Not only is it like Ready Player One, this is something that I even go even further and say this could be like the movie Gamer with Gerard Butler. Remember that?
Oh, great.
Oh, yeah.
You get to control convicts.
Correct. Kathy wants to know, if you virtually kill somebody, is it murder?
Yes.
Depends. Depends on your respawn rate.
Now that's another question. If you die in the metaverse, do you respawn?
Yeah, after you pay a lump sum.
Yeah, You got to pay for it.
How much cryptocurrency does it cost to resurrect?
0.00000005%.
Fair enough. All right. Well, then I better start buying some Shiba Inu coin quick.
There you go.
No, I'm not buying no meme coins. I'm only sticking with
for those wondering. 0.00005% is still like $37 billion.
That's correct. That's a good point. Yeah. Speaking of crypto, not that I'm going to get into it, but did you hear about the guy that made the Squid Game crypto and then ran away with all the cash that everybody invested?
Yeah.
He made what does he call it? The Squid crypto.
Probably, yeah.
And he bilked these guys for millions of dollars. He walked away. It was a whole scam. It's crazy. Yep. It's crazy.
That's the chance you take, man, when you're dealing with crypto.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You never know.
Every day.
Just be some guy who took up coding yesterday.
Yeah. Kathy says, I think I'll have to be a stripper in the virtual life to pay for it. It's true. You might have to be. It's crazy. It's absolutely
You let
crazy.
Me know and I'll be there. I'll be there.
All right. Okay. Question. If she's a stripper in the virtual life, can you make it rain with crypto in the metaverse?
Like
coins.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Fair enough.
I mean, she can be anything she wants to be.
Cool. Well, here's the thing. Do you slip the crypto in the thong, or is that, do you not?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
You make it rain on her.
All right, just I was just I didn't know how it worked. Listen, I'm new to the metaverse, so this is gonna be new for me. So I don't know.
Okay, so picture Scott Pilgrim. Every time he defeated an enemy, they turned into a bunch of coins.
That's a it's a good point. It's a good point. Oh,
I'm excited
man.
For this.
Well, I tell you what, the metaverse is something interesting. I think we're probably gonna see. I think we're probably going to see the use of it probably within the next 5 to 7 years, and I think we'll probably be in it probably in the next 15 to 20. That's what I'm guessing.
I hope like the cost for entry isn't like exuberant.
I think, and this is my opinion, I think that it will not be, because those guys that have all the money want to make even more money, so they're going to make it accessible for everyone.
Well, that's how, I mean, if they were smart, that's the pathway that they would take. But
that's right.
You know, a lot of people like the exclusivity of
this is mine. You could build exclusive gated metaverse communities where the poor people don't have to come. You know what I mean?
Oh, man.
I mean, you can basically pay your own vampires.
That's right. Kathy says, I'll be jumping for coins. You're going to be looking like freaking Mario in the metaverse.
Nice.
She can make her own universe surrounded by Mario people.
That's very cool. That's very cool. Well, the metaverse is interesting. The fact that Zuckerberg was willing to actually change the name of the company means that he's going in that direction.
It's a big move, no doubt.
It's a huge move. And, And by the way, there is conspiracy. The name changed, but also what happened just a few weeks ago at Facebook?
I don't know what.
There is a conspiracy going around, and I thought that I'd share it so you guys, because this is actually kind of interesting. There's a conspiracy going around that, remember when they went down for 6 hours?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That was to boot the new system?
Ah, you're close. Remember a couple of weeks before that, or a week before that, that the quote-unquote whistleblower came out saying that she had information on...
Oh, yeah, right.
On Facebook?
Right.
So the theory...
So they're burning the files.
The theory goes that the reason why is they had to do... They did a hard reset on Facebook. And they did it themselves, and it came up all at one time. And it went down all at one time, and it came up all at one time.
Yeah.
So
burning the files.
I'm not saying that that's what happened. I'm just saying that that is a plausible idea, and that is the rumblings out there. And by the way, if you hear that I have expired, you know, if I had drugs in my pocket or whether I'm a prostitute, just know it never happened. Okay.
It happened. I trust that story. Yeah, for sure.
Damn it! All right, damn it.
I don't need to research this or anything. No, just yeah. Okay, yeah. I believe
There's another good conspiracy. Kathy said, "Ooh, and they also created COVID so people would stay home and be in a virtual world too." Nice. Kathy, don't get me started. You're gonna make me sound like Alex Jones, baby.
You guys didn't know, but Zuckerberg owns China.
He does. I'm going to have to take a trip to Kauai and find his house and knock on his door and say, what the frick are you doing, Zuck? Crazy, crazy bastard.
I can't come to the door right now because I'm in a virtual world.
That's right. Oh, by the way, I will keep reiterating this whenever we talk about Facebook. Remember what Facebook was invented for by Mark Zuckerberg? Yeah,
rating hot chicks.
Rating hot women in college. So just know that the man who is ruling your social media life and making billions of dollars off your data only created it so he could rate hot chicks that he could never get. Wow. Doesn't that make you sick? Freaking sick. Anyway.
Yeah, now he's like a soulless robot.
That's
thing,
right, so. right. Pushing, you know, pushing.
You take what you can.
You know. This guy's pushing vaccines on us, too, now. What a bastard. Oh, and by the way, had a few lunches with Jeffrey Epstein. Boy, we could get into all kinds. We should have another show, Nerdwatch Conspiracy. This is great. This is good stuff. Anyway, I'm just kidding.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about the lunches.
Yeah, the lunches.
I believe Tupac and Biggie were performing.
Sweet. I'm sure they were there. Joel says Mark Zuckerberg is a misogynistic nerd. Oh, that's right, Bill Gates. Yeah, that's right, Bill Gates was the one having lunch with Epstein. Oh my gosh. Anyway, before we get out of here, because we have got to get out of here because I got another show to do. By the way, Big Fat Nation coming up at 9 o'clock, only on Facebook. That's BIGPHAT Nation. Check it out, 9 o'clock live every night, every Wednesday night. Excuse me.
Every night, huh?
Every night. Wednesday wow. night.
Muscling in on our Nerdwatch.
Yeah, I'm muscling in on the territory. Before we,
hey, G.
Yes.
Check the social bar. It's been cloudy for the last couple minutes.
It's been what?
You can't really see all the tags.
I can.
Nerdwatch.
I can.
Huh, yeah. Weird.
I can. Maybe it's your computer. Remember you're having the computer problem? Anyway, yeah, format, before I move on to any releases, any news you'd like to share with us? Anything that kind of floated your proverbial boat?
No.
No?
Oh, yeah. So we are moving forward with the Maui Comic Con this year.
What? Wait. Whoa. Did you say the Maui
Comic
Con in 2021?
Yeah, we finally got approval from the mayor's office.
Uh-huh.
So we all engines are go.
Is it socially distanced? Do we need to wear masks?
Yes and
yes.
You
have to wear some masks.
Okay, do we know where this is going to be?
It's going to be held at the Maui Beach Hotel.
Okay. Interesting.
In the ballroom.
And the ballroom.
The weekend of the 11th and 12th of December.
December 11th and 12th. Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. I will see if I can get off and do this. It's I'll see what I can do. All right. Well, that's exciting news.
Yeah. We're going to have a lot of stuff going on. Obviously, it's a smaller space. So we're kind of limiting and handpicking like vendors and artists for the artist alley. But there's going to be like an outside art installation or kind of thing. There's going to be music and stuff. The Cosplay Contest, of course, which is world famous at this point.
Yeah.
And what else? Yeah, it should be a good time. Department of Health will be on hand to do a vaccine drive for those of you that are interested. But we won't have on-site testing, so we're just going to hope for the best.
All right. Well, don't push your poisons on me.
Yeah, well... They've got a bucket full of the stuff to all douse right. you in douse me in. As you walk back. Yeah,
so okay. Fair enough. All right.
Just
well.
Spray you down every night.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Disgusting.
That's good. Well, I'm glad to hear it. December 11th and 12th at the Maui Beach Hotel. The Maui Comic Con is a go. So exciting to hear about. Very exciting. December 11th and 12th. More details will be coming out as the weeks progress, and you'll hear them here on the Nerd Watch.
Like any inquiries or whatever on package deals or whatever, see Alika at Maui Comic Books, Maui Comics and Collectibles, and he can set you straight.
Awesome, awesome stuff. Well, now, before I get to Blu-rays and DVDs of the week, there's one piece of news that I wanted to share. And it's only because it's one of my favorite movies of all time and one of my favorite comedies of all time. And I can't...
Running Scared.
I love Running Scared. I love Billy Crystal and Gregory Hines in Running Scared. That's a buddy cop movie at its finest. I love that movie. But this also goes into that category. John Candy and Dan Aykroyd's 1988 comedy The Great Outdoors is a classic favorite comedy of all time. Right?
Yeah.
Well,
I'd say so.
Get this. According to Dan Aykroyd, who, by the way, just to reiterate, wants and promotes cancel culture in comedy. Thanks, Dan. You ruined Ghostbusters for me. But a sequel is actually in development, and it's titled The Great Outlaws.
What?
According to Aykroyd, he and director Howie Deutsch, the same guy who did the original, have been working together on bringing a Great Outdoors sequel to the big screen. During an interview with The Hollywood Reporter, Aykroyd shared that he's currently working on finding a Candy figure to join him in the project. Ugh, I don't know if I like that. He said Howie Deutsch was a really fun director on the picture. He loved handling Candy and me. Howie and I are working on the sequel called The Great Outlaws. I'm looking for the Candy figure. There are some really interesting names, but I can't say who. Howie and I are tickled to bring Roman as a Ponzi scheme guy who victimizes a federal agent. Who knows if I find the right partner? So...
That one guy... Timothy Calamat or whatever.
I say just because he can do anything, Nicolas Cage.
Oh, that'd be good. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like Nick Cage.
Hell yeah. Who doesn't? That's what I'm saying. Exactly what I'm saying, dog. Anyway, I don't know how excited I am about that, but I love The Great Outdoors.
You said it's outdoors, right?
Yeah.
Is it going to be like in the jungle? Because I can totally see The Rock moving.
Joel
in
says,
on this.
"Gee, it's your chance." It is my chance. Unfortunately, I am not as talented as John Candy, but I would love to be.
Yeah,
in
I'll
that
vouch
movie.
For that.
Yeah, yeah, definitely not as talented. See, thank you. Yeah, not as talented. But anyway, let's get right to it, shall we? It's time to find out what is coming out
new in the world of the comic boom.
Find out what's going on in Blu-ray new releases this week. Let's get right to it.
You mean Meta Blu-rays.
Who needs releases. Blu-rays when you can watch movies in the metaverse?
Right?
Man.
Oh my goodness.
Sheesh.
Just pipe that right into my brain.
Pipe it right into my ear holes and in my brain hole.
Oh, stop. It's getting disgusting now.
First off, coming out today.
Here, folks.
That's right.
He's got brain holes.
I got brain holes. I thought this already came out, but I guess it's re-releasing for the holidays. The 4K Ultra HD version of Indiana Jones 4 movie collection is out today. I thought that already released.
Yeah, I swear that came out.
Yeah, it came out. Right. This must be a re-release. Also out in 4K is a great war picture called The Guns of Navarone with Gregory Peck, David Niven, and Anthony Quinn. If you've never seen it, you should. It's great. Also, a very, very good film that, ironically enough, stars Nicolas Cage. And now is your chance to see it if you have not already. Pig is out on Blu-ray today.
Yeah.
And if you haven't seen Pig with Nicolas Cage, you should. It's tremendous. Also on 4K today is Andrew Garfield in Hacksaw Ridge. That's a great movie, by the way, if you've never seen that before. Also on Blu-ray today is the 3 picture Blu-ray of El Mariachi, Desperado, and Once Upon a Time in Mexico. And that's Robert Rodriguez's films. And if you've never seen any of those are all pretty good. Not going to lie to you. Those are great.
Not bad.
Yeah, those aren't bad at all. My favorite is still Desperado, but I love El Mariachi, and I think Once Upon a Time in Mexico is also pretty good. Also on 4K Blu-ray today is, I guess it's being re-released for some reason, but from Arrow Video, Dune. You know the Dune that I showed you last week? That's correct. So the Dune I showed you last week is getting a 4K, released in 4K again this week or something.
Are you sure you're saying it right?
I'm pretty sure. It's Dune. So
Dune.
Yeah. Dune. Like oon, because you say oon.
Who says oon?
Oon. It's Dune. That's what it is. Anyway.
Dune.
Yeah. That's what also on Blu-ray today, if you're interested, Sex and the City, the complete series, is out on Blu-ray today.
Sex?
Sex and the City. There's a movie coming out, too. There's going to be another movie. Going to be like Sex and the City Tree. Also out on Blu-ray today.
Sex and the City Tree?
Yeah, Sex and the City Tree.
Yeah, nice.
Also on Blu-ray today
having a lot of sex in that city tree there.
Is the complete collection of MacGyver. Is that on Blu-ray today? The one with
the Scottish accent
with Richard Dean Anderson is out today. You want to definitely check that
Swiss
out.
Swiss Army knives and duct tapes are about to sell out across the country.
And double mint gum.
There you go.
Yeah. And what was it?
Wrigley's. Keep an eye on your paper clips.
That's right. Wrigley's Juicy Fruit. That's what he used. He used it as plastic explosive.
That's right.
What a stud. Also on Blu-ray today is Paw Patrol the movie.
I heard good things about that.
Yeah, I actually did too, ironically enough. You can also watch it on Paramount Plus if you have it. Also,
it's no Dora the Explorer, but it's okay.
Also on Blu-ray. See, like Blue. Dune. Same thing.
Blue.
Also on Blu-ray today is the complete fourth season of The Crown. That's on Blu-ray today. Also on Blu-ray today is the complete first season of the newly revised television program Kung Fu. Is out on Blue today as well. Kung Fu on Blue is out today, and it stars a woman in the lead.
A what?
A woman.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. Apparently she's like the first female monk or something.
First female monk or something like that.
What this is something. I don't know.
Also, if you are interested.
They say it's Kung Fu, but it's all karate.
First of all, it's Kung Fu on Blue. Speaking of Blue, Red versus Blue Zero is out today. If you're interested in Red versus Blue. Also, if you're interested, the Irresponsible Captain. The Irresponsible Captain Tylor is out on Blu-ray today. Blue, that is from...
That sounds like a...
You're right.
Daddy Leaks title.
It's an anime. Also, speaking of animes, another crappy anime releases today. Fire Force is out on Blue today as well. I don't like Fire Force. I think it's terrible. I tried it.
I think it's okay, but I see too much of Soul Eater in it.
Yeah.
In the anime section is The Rising of the Shield Hero, Season 1. That is also on
Season 1 was dope.
Blue today. You check that out.
That was something you like watched.
Shield Hero? Alright, I might check that out. And finally, in the Blu-rays today, Our Last Crusade or The Rise of a New World, the complete Season 1 is out on Blu-ray today. That is also an anime. So you can check that out as well.
I thought this was the Indiana Jones documentary.
Incorrect, sir.
The Last Crusade and the something and the somethings with the things and the stuff.
And the things and the stuff. Yeah, I'm kind of behind, but I've been trying to watch that new show on Netflix.
Which one?
Inside Job. That new animated show called Inside Job. It looks hilarious. They literally take every single conspiracy and there's like a government organization. It's a cartoon, and it's a government organization, and it's played for laughs. It looks really funny, and I hope it is, but it's called Inside Job. It's rated TV MA, and it is currently out. Part one is currently out on Netflix. It's a Netflix exclusive series, and I believe it is 10 episodes or 9. I'm not
sure. Nice. Yeah, I can't wait episodes. For Super Crooks.
Oh, yeah, Super Crooks. That's right. So, yeah, and by the way, just if you didn't know, too, another great program, another great movie that I shouldn't say great movie. What I should say is another movie that I'm looking forward to seeing finally hit Netflix today, starring Idris Elba, The Harder They Fall, is out today.
Oh, yeah, The Black Cowboys.
First of all, they're cowboys, you bigot.
yeah, oh, from Wakanda.
Yeah, they're from Wakanda.
Right.
Wakanda Cowboys. That's a movie I'd go out and watch. I would.
Totally Wakanda watch forever.
The Harder They Fall, of course, stars Idris Elba, Regina King, Zazie Beetz, and Lakeith Stanfield, and Delroy Lindo. It looks
very exciting.
It looks
really good.
It looks really good. I am so stoked to watch it. It looks fantastic. I'm very excited.
I can't help but feel a little melancholy because this seems like this would have been Chadwick's jam.
It probably would have been. Maybe, you know, it probably got made before he passed. Maybe he just wasn't cast because he probably had Black Panther 2 on the books before he passed.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
So yeah, for sure. Once again, if you don't know, Cowboy Bebop, the original anime, is currently out on Netflix. And if you want to catch up on Cowboy Bebop the way it's supposed to be seen before the movie comes out on Netflix, watch the Cowboy Bebop animated series. It is fan-frickin-tastic. Once again, an anime that I give a pass to because the stories were so good. So check it out. It's currently available on Netflix now. So watch it before you watch the new movie coming out in just a
couple weeks. I'm so glad that they put it on Netflix.
So am I.
There's going to be a lot of kids now that, you know, if they didn't, the movie would have been how they experienced Cowboy Bebop.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
I completely agree.
That could be terrifying.
I completely agree with you. Also, if you didn't know, too, one more that I did forget to mention is that the sequel or the prequel to Army of the Dead is out as well on Netflix, called Army of Thieves. It is the prequel to Army of the Dead. It is directed by a guy named, he's from Sweden, I think, Matthias Schweighofer. And it is a prequel.
Man, there's no way you're saying that right.
It's a prequel to Army of the Dead. And of course,
Army of the Dead?
Yes.
Is that the Michael Bay one?
No. That is the Zack Snyder one. The Zack Snyder one, sir.
Oh, was that good?
Yeah, it actually was kind of fun. I mean, it's not great, but it's definitely worth. It's definitely fun. This means that coming up soon.
Is that the Vegas heist one?
Yes, the Vegas heist one.
Oh, I don't know why I thought that was Michael Bay.
Yeah, negative.
Kind of
Not Michael Bay. Not Michael Bay. Over. Right. Not Michael Bay.
The other crappy director. Nice.
Hey, how dare you?
He's not wrong.
Hey, he is wrong. What are you talking about? Stop
Zack
it.
Snyder?
Mm-hmm.
Zack yeah. 4-hour
Justice League Snyder? Yes.
Justice League Snyder?
Yes, that is the one. That is the one. Ugh. And by the way,
overrated.
Oh man.
He's overrated if anything.
Is he?
He is, yeah.
All right. I don't think so.
I would say so.
How?
So much so that some random guy from Sweden had to go make his prequel.
Dare you? How dare you? And now I forgot. There was one more thing I wanted to mention before we get out of here, but now
Well, one thing I wanted to point out is that the second season of Lock and Key is up.
Yes, it is. That was one of them. Yes, the second season of Lock and Key is up. Of course, as you know, Lock and Key was created, co-created by Joe Hill and Gabriel Rodriguez. It's based on a comic book. And if you've never read the comics, you should. But Lock and Key season 2 is currently out on Netflix.
One gets wackier and wackier as it goes, and season 2 does not let up.
Yeah, so if you are interested, definitely check that out as well. I'm glad you reminded me, Format, because that was one of the things I wanted to mention too.
Yep.
So before we get out of here, as you all know, tomorrow night is the premiere of The Eternals. Not getting the greatest reviews at this point, but
no, it's because Aaron hasn't written one yet.
That's true.
Aaron will make sure that it's got glowing.
I will not mock Aaron for his reviews.
I'm not mocking him either. I think it's great.
No. But what I will say is that he is dead wrong about No Time to Die. Dead wrong. No Time to Die, not good. All right, that's all I gotta say.
Oh, did he like it?
He loved it.
I missed that review.
He suckled at the teat of Daniel Craig in his review. And
ew. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds gross.
Yeah, it is a little gross.
I mean, you know.
Oh, Kathy said
she's drinking Heineken now. So
Kathy said she just started that one. Which one did you start, Kathy? I totally
Lock
missed
and Key?
Lock and Key. Is that the one you just started?
Lock and Key is fun.
Yeah.
I love the first season.
But anywho, hopefully next week, Format, you'll be here at the start. Are you guys having another meeting?
We'll see.
All right.
Yeah, we're pretty much having meetings until the con.
Oh, are you? All right.
Yeah.
Well, screw all of
them. I mean, if you want to move the podcast to a different date.
Well, I'll see what I can do. Ron said, "How is Aaron? Did he graduate from high school yet?" No, he has not graduated from high school yet. And he's doing
it's all
well.
That distance learning.
Yeah, yeah.
He's not really getting anything
yeah,
done.
He's not connecting to the material, Ron. The way he should be.
He's supposed to be sitting in class, but he's got another window with a movie up.
So yeah, exactly. And it's obstructing his learning. Kathy right. says yes, Lock and Key. Lock and Key is what she's talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Very cool stuff.
I'm
telling you what, and I hate to say it, but damn it, Netflix has got so much good content right now. You almost don't need to go to the movies. I mean, that's how good.
You really don't. No,
it's crazy.
I'm terrified for them though, because I'm really hoping this doesn't become another United Artists.
Well,
where they're just pumping out movies left and right, and then all of a sudden they disappear.
Well, only time will tell. And
well, maybe they'll establish themselves in the new metaverse.
Maybe they will. Be exciting. But anyway, folks, we are out of time. I have to get ready.
Metaflix.
Nice. What is I just watched? Oh, she just watched You. Oh, that show on Netflix, You. I have yet to watch it yet, but I hear a lot of good things about it. If that's the show you're talking about on Netflix, I heard it's incredible, and I have it on my list, and I'm going to watch it.
I saw the first two episodes. I wasn't really like...
You weren't impressed?
I was like, oh, this is a stocking movie? Nice.
Whoa. Like Silk Stockings?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
you'd be into it.
Nice. So like pantyhose. Sweet.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Yeah.
All right, I mean that sounds hot.
You're in pantyhose, got it.
Nice.
Gross.
So, yeah. Oh, she's she says I'm a horror fan and Santa Clarita. I've never watched Santa Clarita. I've heard good and bad things about Santa Clarita.
Santa Clarita it's more funny than it is. Like it's hilarious. I think it's hilarious.
The reason why I give it a pass, even though I haven't watched it yet, is because I love Drew Barrymore. So I have, I like Drew Barrymore a lot, and I like anything she's in. By the way, she's in one of my favorite romantic comedies of all time. So I love her.
Josh Duhamel's in that too, right?
Yes, Josh Duhamel. Yeah. Sounds
Duhamel,
like you. Yeah, it sounds. His last name sounds like
Duhamel.
A disease, or a topping you put on frozen yogurt. Yeah, could you just put a little bit of Duhamel on there, and then that's good. that's what it sounds like to me. You know what, Format? A little Duhamel is good on anything.
Is it? Is it really?
I think I just found a name for the podcast. Good.
I'm not too sure about that, man.
Oh, damn it. Oh, damn it.
I'm trying to.
What's that? Oh, she's. Trying to remember what? Before we get out of here.
Duhamel. He's.
Josh Duhamel is in your Transformers movies.
Right, right, right.
That's what he's in. That's exactly what he's in.
He's why it's terrible.
It's good. By the way, got a guy.
He's the knockoff Timothy Oliphant.
There's a guy in chat says he says, G-Money gentlemen, hi, Peter North here, old adult film star. I don't know about that. He said, I met King Gong Bundy years ago in California. Gee, are you his nephew? Look familiar. I do. I mean, I'd have to lose all this, his baldness, but it is possible. It is possible. And
King Gong Bundy was Filipino?
Why do we have these weird ones?
Right, and I'm not going to believe that you are Peter North without some proper identification. And yeah, when I say identification,
oh God,
oh dude. Anyway, people, we are out of time. I have got to get ready for my other show. It's been wonderful. I'm glad you showed up when you did, Format. It's been a lot of fun.
Me too. I'm sure all of chat was waiting for me to show up.
Yeah, I know. I'm a dead.
Now horse. You guys can go home. Go home to your metaverse.
And of course, Peter says, "Do you want at least to say I can shoot a bird off a tree branch, dude?" Thanks, Peter.
Nice.
Where did it come from?
I don't know if Kathy's talking to Peter North, but she says, "Let me identify." All right, sure. No problem at all. Listen, before this conversation gets too adult, we are out of time. So I want to thank so much to Joel and to Kathy. And to Ron Kattagai.
And to our friend, and our new friend Pete.
Our new friend Pete. That's Mr. North to you. We're out of time. So for my good friend Format and for my good friend Kai Kai, I am G Money. Until next time, peace out. Much love. And most assuredly, always stay nerdy. And we'll see you back here next time only on the Nerd Watch. Until then, aloha.
Peter North, really? Keep that in the pod.